episode 196, Are You Living Someone Else's Journey?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy, happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Come in. I am excited that you are here. I've been waiting for you. I really have. And you know what? I've also been praying for you. You all are on my mind a ton, and I so enjoy sharing life with you. Thank you. Thank you so much for giving me that honor. For those of you who are brand new to this wonderful, amazing Create Your Now family, it is a family, and I just want to welcome you. I want to send out a huge virtual hug to you, big squeezes from afar, and I really do feel like you are right here in my house, and we're just chit-chatting away because guess what? I love to talk. Imagine that, me liking to talk? Never. All right, so what have you been up to lately? Well, I know with my mind, I have been up to a ton of things. Yes, business. Yes, personal. Yes, dreaming. Yes, goal setting. All the above. Yes, working on my healthy mind, body, and spirit. But you know what? I've actually been thinking about you a ton, and I can't seem to shake the thoughts of relationships. Yes, and how they tie into this question, are you living someone else's journey? It's amazing to me how that within your lifetime, how many family members have stood by your side through all of it, the thick, the thin, the yuck, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. Think about it. How many? And some of you may not even have had many family members. I'm very blessed to have a very close-knit family. Some are not. Some of you do not even know your biological mother, your biological father. Some of you may come from a broken family, a divorced family, maybe through young childhood, or even after you were gone and married yourself and a divorce happens. Let's also consider your friends. Friends meaning the ones that maybe you went to high school with, your childhood friends, maybe your church friends, people that you volunteer at the school with, maybe your PTO friends, some of your mommies, that you maybe, you know, get together with, Proverbs 31. I mean, all these different friends that you have out there, right? Maybe even some that you just met on social media. Of these, how many of them have been with you through the good and the bad and the ugly? Okay, all of it. How many? And how many have been there to support you? Now, I want to make sure that you understand we are not talking specifically about your hubby, your sweetheart, the one you're dating, the one you absolutely love, and you either are married or will be married to him, whatever the case may be. We are not talking specifically to that particular relationship. That's for another podcast, seriously, because there's so many different avenues that we have to discuss in that. But this is for what I call the overall life relationships, your family and your friends, your business acquaintances or business partners. How are they supporting you? How do they see you and where you are going in your life? Have you ever thought about how they look at you in your life? Now, you might be thinking, okay, I know they may look at me a certain way, but it's not just the looking at. That looking through their lens are the expectations that they set on you from their perspective. The scary thing is, though, is when we begin to absorb their expectations and make them our own. Are you living someone else's journey? It's amazing how relationships are seasonal. There's a time and a season for everything. And it's exhilarating to me knowing that people come into your life with a purpose. God puts them in your path. And sometimes I don't even think we realize it. Like, whoa, where did she come from? I needed her like 20 years ago, right? You know, that just one person that you just latch onto, like, oh my gosh, they're like platinum. You can't let go. But then you have those relationships that, well, they're not so good. they're not even up to silver standards. And you're like, ugh, if I really, really think about it, I don't know. They're negative Nellies doesn't even sound good. They're just, they zap every bit of living life out of me. Those relationships that you see through the same lens, if you're looking through the energy zapping ones, the ones that are the complainers and, oh, we're not going there. You know, I don't want to see you go there. Why? Because I don't see you in that. You're supposed to be this, okay? Let's take an attorney as an example. Let's say you are an attorney and you've got a very, very, very successful practice. You're in partnership and everything, but all of a sudden now, okay, not all of a sudden, you've been looking at things maybe over the last year, year and a half, 2 years, right? Your dreams, your expectations in life for yourself, your mind is expanded and you're like, oh man, I've got this great idea. If only I go with it. In looking at that, you go, okay, what about, I want to do this project, but in order to do that, I've got to leave this practice, this partnership that I've been a part of. If you did that and you left that practice, what would your friends think and your family think? Who would support you in that and who would not? Who would look at you through the lens and say, you know what? You are just so good at what you do. And I would hate to see you throw all that away. Maybe you've already been told that before. Or you have those friends and family members that say, oh my gosh, that is an amazing idea. Do you really think it's possible? Do you really think that you could do that? I mean, you know, if you want to go with it, I'm going to support you. Think about that for a moment. Which family members fall on which side? Which friends fall on which side? What season in your life have you seen people come and be a part of your journey? And have they helped you through your journey? Or have you adapted to their lens and how they're seeing you? And you're like, oh, that's familiar to territory. I want to go that direction. You see, it's so easy just to get trapped in the familiarity of life, right? We don't have to make any decisions. We don't have to face the unknown, right? We don't have to interact with all the ups and downs of life because we already know what's going to happen, right? You've established yourself in a practice, in a partnership with other attorneys. You're very successful. Why would you want to leave that? You see, are you living someone else's journey? Your relationships that you have in life can, some people use the word toxic. You know, some people use a word that I like to think of them more as like energy zappers. They just totally leave you exhausted. Yeah, you've heard the term negative Nellies or Debbie Downers. Any of those, you got to look at how can I serve them, but where they are not in my journey, that I am not being, absorbed within kind of their journey. I'm living their journey instead of living my journey. See, God created you for a purpose on purpose. The question is, are you living someone else's journey or are you living your own? Relationships are challenging. They very much are. And in today's world, you have relationship pictures, okay? You have a film reel all the time that goes through your life. Why? If you are on social media, you do. You've got Instagram. You have Pinterest. You have Facebook. You have Twitter, okay? All of those are like, they are allowing you to live everybody's life all at the same time. But what you're missing is it their journey that you're living or is it your own? That's really the question. Are the people that you are associated with, are they energizing and encouraging you in the direction and the journey that you are to be headed? Or are they energy zappers? Are they leaving you just feeling exhausted and drained? A lot choose to stay in the latter. Seriously, it's so much easier to live in the drama world. Why? Because you know it. The energy zappers, right? The Debbie Downers, the negative Nellies, that you know what's going to happen. You're very familiar with it. You're in your comfort zone. Are you living someone else's journey? When you stay in that mode, is it getting you where you're going? You know the answer to that question, right? No. And if it is, I'm sure you've had a lot of turmoil within your relationships, okay? Now, can you just disregard somebody and just kind of toss them aside? No. But can you give space in your relationships? Yes. Okay? And there is a time and a season within all relationships. Again, this is not talking about your marriage. Okay? This is not that. So please hear me on that. All right? This is talking about your life's relationships, okay, that you deal with on a daily basis, not your love relationship of your husband, your sweetheart, okay? All right, because that I told you, we're going to talk about that another time. We can't hit it all because we'll be here like for 3 days. And you know I like to talk. So let's just stick to this one here because there's a lot in this. You are made to grow. God created you to learn, okay? He wants you to expand. And his number one thing in life is what? What do you really think it is? When you read the Bible and everything that's in it, if you were to put it in total non-biblical words, it's relationships, right? He desires a relationship with you. He wants us to fellowship with other people of like-mindedness, other Christians. The word fellowship comes from that, okay? That is important to him. It is a priority. With growth being a priority in relationships, because we are meant to move, to grow, to learn in this, it requires you to expand your horizons. If you are living someone else's journey, are you fulfilling that? The answer is no. So ultimately, you have to ask yourself and answer the question, are you living someone else's journey? Are you letting your friends and family, the ones that have a daily influence on your life, are you allowing them to kind of suck you in, to drag you down their lens and their journey? Instead of going, you know what? Yeah, that may be a little out of the box, but I'm going to support you on that. Because you see, you got to understand, if people are not on board with you, usually they're not on board because they really don't understand. They don't get it, okay? And that's all right, because not everybody has to get everything. But what happens is when you are living their journey instead of living your own because it's more comfortable, you know it. You know what's expected of you, right? If you are a stay-at-home mom, okay, think about this. For all you stay-at-home moms, and you find this absolutely amazing opportunity, and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to jump at this right now. This is perfect. It fits in. It fits with our family lifestyle, and I know I can do this. And then what happens? You go to start talking to your family and friends, and they're like, oh, I just don't see you doing that yet. Don't even talk to me. And they just turn. They don't even want to hear about it. They like try to cut you off before you've even finished saying like 20 words to them, right? So when you're doing that, then you're like, oh, maybe it's not what I'm supposed to do. Well, is it? Or is it because they just don't know? Maybe it is right for you, but because they don't know, their reaction is to distance themselves from it. And that distance makes you what? Uncomfortable. When you become uncomfortable, what? It's easy to be comfortable. So you go back to what you know. Oh my goodness, the vicious cycle. It's a roller coaster. And that's why overall businesses, Okay, whether they're online businesses, whether they're brick and mortar businesses, dreams and all are shattered more than they are lived and fulfilled. Because we begin to just live out the journey of someone else. It's through their lens because it's comfortable. It makes sense. Does life really make sense? Not really, right? I mean, come on, say cheers to that with me. Life doesn't always make sense. We have an earthly logic. We aren't using the heavenly logic. God sees it in such a bigger proportion than we can ever imagine. One day we will see that. I promise you. It's going to happen when you go to heaven. I pray not for a very long time because God's got a purpose for you here on earth. That's exciting. So when you look at this, here's your kiss. Create your now. Leave the familiar and embrace the new unknowns. I'm going to say that again. Leave the familiar and embrace the new unknowns. It's really scary to do this, but I'm telling you, it is magical. It truly is. It's miraculous when you begin to let yourself go the direction that God is heading you. Now, how do you leave the familiar and embrace the new unknowns? Here we go. Number one, let go of the energy zappers and the complainers. Seriously, let them go. All right? However, I didn't say disregard them. I didn't say tell them you hate them. I did not. I tell you, I did not say that. You need to love them where they're at. But that doesn't mean that you have to give them their attention and your attention absolutely every single day, or whatever you consider a regular basis with them, okay? If you have a best friend that just has to talk to you about absolutely everything, and all she does is drain your ear for 2 hours, and then you feel like, oh my gosh, and do I really want to do anything now? And she does that about every other day, and you have a dream and a goal, those 2 hours are precious. Not that she's not, okay? But you have to find harmony within that. Okay, you have to find, yes, I know you all like this word, balance. You have to find the balance. So let go of the energy zappers and the complainers. Love them where they're at. It may be loving them at a distance. That doesn't mean you're mean to them. That doesn't mean you disregard them. That doesn't mean you talk bad about them. Okay, you love them where they're at, but you love them from a distance, which allows you to focus on what? Your journey and the direction you are headed. Number two, surround yourself with people of like-mindedness, the energizers, the encouragers, the ones who push you harder than you push yourself, the ones who challenge you. Okay. Challengers is kind of a weird one because some people would say, well, I need to let go of them. No. This is in the positive realm. Challengers of saying, yes, you know what? You can go so much further than what you really are doing. You really can take this to further than you're even dreaming. Those are the people that you want to surround yourself with, okay? Again, though, you don't become consumed by them, but you allow yourself to be fed off of them, okay? Because they're going to be your energizers, like the Energizer Bunny, right? You see that commercial and all you want to do is like run and get going. I mean, play a bass drum, right? Who plays a bass drum anyway? Seriously, you feel good though, because they're where you are or where you want to be, okay? It's so important. Number three, be looking for opportunities to thrive where God is leading. Be looking for opportunities to thrive where God is leading. This can be very terrifying, absolutely, because you don't know where you're headed. You don't. But I'm telling you, when you get there, it's indescribable. And I've been there. I've done that. I'm doing that. I've done it for many things. I've done it through my tornado of life, and some of you have heard part of that story where, you know, it all started with when my husband told me I've fallen out of love, and I was beyond terrified as to what the next minute would bring, let alone the next day, let alone the next month and year. I had no idea. But when you begin to walk where God is leading you, it's totally indescribable. you don't know how to put things in words. I can remember sometimes sitting and just sobbing. And I couldn't tell you really why I was sobbing. Sometimes I was sobbing because I wasn't necessarily sad, but I was like a happy sad because I was letting things go, but yet growing at the same time. I'm telling you, it is indescribable. But that was totally out of the comfort zone. If I would have stayed around and kind of done my own thing and was like, oh, well, okay, we're just going to kind of be the norm of what everybody expects me to do here and the decisions that I should be making. And, well, this is the path I need to be going because that's through their lens. That is their journey. I said, no, it's not their journey to live. It's my journey. And I am choosing the path that God is leading me on. I choose that path. So leave the familiar and embrace the new unknowns. I promise you, that's the best way to create your now, okay? That's your kiss, and I want you to take it. I want you to run with it. And I want you to really think about the relationships that you have in your life. Are they fulfilling you? Are they actually getting you and pushing you in the direction that you need to be going, okay? And sometimes that may mean that they're kind of mean. They may be brutally honest with you and say, well, this you're not doing this part right, but if you change this up, look at where you could go. So that doesn't mean they're always going to be nice, but I'm telling you, you have those family members and friends around you of like-mindedness. You will go so much further. Your growth will explode and you will be rewarded immensely. You truly will. You will be blessed. I want you to live a life of abundance. You deserve it. You deserve a life of abundance. Go out and bless someone today. Be a blessing to others, okay? Smile more because you know what? Are you living someone else's journey? I hope that answer is no, I'm not, right? You are living your journey. Go out and create your now. Be present, be incredible, amplify your life, be you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.